And now, an Envision Financial podcast with Luke Smith on Canberra's 2CC.
We're talking finance with Luke Smith from Envision Financial. Afternoon, Luke.
Afternoon, mate. How are you?
Good, thank you. Today we're looking at how to make the most of your offset account. So let's recap. What is an offset account and how does it work?
Yeah, so look, an offset account is a function provided by your lender where money that sits in a bank account is linked to your existing loan. So we'll take an example. If I have a $100,000 loan and I have $50,000 in my offset account, in the eyes of the bank, I owe $50,000. So it's just a normal bank account that you could use for your day-to-day banking, but the benefit of having it there is that any money sitting in that account is treated by the bank as an effective loan repayment. As the name says, it offsets what you owe. But the big upside of it is that obviously you can have access to that money if you need it. So you can sort of have your cake and eat it too. You can keep saving into your mortgage and be diligent and put all of your cash flow in there to limit your interest cost. And you can also then access it if you needed money for anything at a short notice or if you wanted to use it for other investment options. But it's really good for trying to achieve that outcome of being debt-free. And it's a very good place to have all of your income piling in so that you're doing the best you can to pay your loan off as quickly as possible.
So why are they useful when building your strategy stack, as you call it?
Well, I think having control over your money is one thing that we try and advocate that people consider. Obviously, I'm a big advocate of paying down bad debt or non-deductible debt. And then when we think about how we build our strategy stacks on top of each option over time, if we have an offset account, it's a bit like laying the tiles or laying the foundations of a house. If you get those solid and you have them in place, then you have the ability to use those as leverage for something else. So what I mean by that is if we're having all of our pay directed into the offset account, we're minimising the amount of interest that we incur because interest is calculated daily by the bank but taken or paid monthly. So the more we can have in the offset account, the more we are paying off our loan, the less interest we are incurring when it's calculated by the bank. And that's great. But if we then take that forwards and say, okay, well, what could I do with the money in the offset account? Some very good strategies to consider are obviously paying down your non-deductible debt in place of salary sacrificing. And I mentioned this in a previous episode and people were on the phone blowing up that I'd said salary sacrifice was dead. And in a way, it sort of is because I would prefer clients hold money in their offset account, reduce the interest that they incur over the course of 12 months, and then in June, use the money in the offset account to make a deductible contribution to super so that they can achieve the same tax outcome as salary sacrificing every fortnight. I'd prefer people have access to the money, reduce the interest on a mortgage that's not deductible, and then in June sometime, take the money out of the offset account and put it into super and claim the same deduction. That way then they've got access to money. They can see that they're reducing the interest cost on their home loan. They're getting in front of the debt they have with the bank. And they could also then use other strategies such as, for example, a pension payment out of a super fund. You could make a pension payment out of a super fund in June. You could make another pension payment out of a super fund in July and pay off a large portion of your mortgage and then use the money in the offset account for deductible contributions to super. You could use money in the offset account as a deposit on an investment property. So it's a very good way of making sure that you've got access to cheap funding, okay, because obviously a home loan rate's going to be better than a personal loan rate. It's a very good way of using offset account money to extinguish credit cards or pay off personal loans or look to try and consolidate more expensive debt. And I think having access to it is really the key because I've always been an advocate of choice and good, consistent behaviour. And using an offset account is a very good way to keep people engaged in their savings programs and budgeting because they can see the balance of that account going up and up and up and up and up. So if you have investment properties, try and get all of the rental income into the mortgage on your primary home that may not be deductible and then have everything pulled out of that so that you've got as much money in that account as possible offsetting the interest. And another way, if you want to take it another step and build another stack on that, live off a credit card on a monthly basis and then set a sweep up out of your offset account so that for the entire month, all of your rent, all of your income, all of your payments, all of the cash flow you have coming in is sitting in that offset account. And then you live off a credit card for the entire month and then have that swept out of your offset account so that you're not incurring any interest. So combinations of these things, depending on what people have and the way that they're looking to try and invest and build their wealth, it's a really, really good foundation for flexibility, control, and obviously then trying to negate as much interest cost as possible, because at the end of the day, nobody likes paying interest. They just want to own the asset that they have as quickly as possible.
We're talking finance with Luke Smith from Envision Financial. We're looking at how to make the most of your offset account. Luke, how can someone get an offset account if they don't have one?
Yeah, look, good point. They're not something that comes automatically, depending on the type of loan product that your bank or your broker's given you. So I think the best thing to do is, if you don't have somebody to talk to, go to your bank and ask them to try and consider restructuring or adding that on. I understand it's not a difficult process. And as we touched on last week, you know, if you go out and find a good broker would discuss these sorts of things with you at the start of your loan journey to make sure that they understand your why and what you could actually use it for and your ability to save. Because whilst they are good, some lenders provide them at additional cost, as I understand it. As again, I'm not a mortgage broker, but that's what the lads are telling me. And some lenders also structure the offset account on a loan-by-loan basis. Other lenders will let you have multiple offset accounts all tied to the one loan. So it's important to understand who your loan is with. So I'd say contact your lender. If you can't get any joy there, find a broker that will be able to help you. Engage them to obviously make sure your structure's correct, and also then review the rate, because there's a lot of deals going on at the moment from some of the smaller lenders given the recent cuts in cash rates. Make sure that you've got your setup correct. If you have multiple loans, you may have some fixed and some variable. A point to remember is that you can't offset a fixed loan. Okay, you can generally only offset a variable loan. So if you're breaking your total borrowing of $500,000 into $250,000 of fixed and $250,000 of variable, make sure the offset account's obviously on the variable side, because there are certain rules and regs that you need to be mindful of. So once people have it in place and they go in and talk to the lender, also make sure that there's a clear distinction when you're talking to your lender about an offset account, because a lot of people come in and they say, oh, I've got an offset account, I've got a redraw facility, same, same. Well, same, same, but different, because you need to be mindful that an offset account allows you to put money in and take money out because the purpose of the loan has not changed. With a redraw facility, if you had it on an investment property, for example, and you had money going into that loan and you drew it out for something that is not investment related, you'd need to keep your accountant aware of this, because it could change the purpose of the borrowing, and the part that you've taken out that is not tied to your investment asset could cease to be deductible. So whilst people lump them in the same bucket, they're actually very, very different from a strategic standpoint, but also from a tax treatment standpoint. You need to keep your accountant aware of what you're doing, get them involved before you set it up so that you know the rules and regs, because there's nothing worse than someone finding out at the end of the year that they pulled some money out of a loan to pay for their kids' school fees and that ceased to make that part of their borrowing deductible. So contact your lender, get a good broker, check your rate, and go in there understanding what you actually want so that you can have a clear and concise discussion with the person that's trying to help you.
So what are the top three things we need to remember about an offset account?
Yeah, look, my top three go in, have all your income going into the offset account. So if you've got you and your partner, or if you're doing it by yourself, or if you're collecting rent, you've got people living in your house and you're renting out some rooms, or you might have a mortgage on your home and multiple investment properties, you want all of your income from any source that you have directed into the offset account. That should then become your hub of all things true. I'd then link a credit card to the offset account, and provided you can manage your own budget and your cash flow, I'd use the credit card throughout the month to then have it swept out of the offset account. That way we've got multiple income streams sitting in the offset account, reducing the interest that the bank charges on your loan. You're living off the credit card, and then you have an automatic sweep at the end of the month, so you're not incurring interest. That will give you the ability to maximise what you have. And I think the last thing people should do is check your rate. You know, if you're going to go and get one of these set up or review it or make sure that you have it tied to the correct loan, check your rate. Because at the moment there are a lot of deals going on and there's a lot of money to be saved on small, medium and larger loans that would really add up over time, because we need to keep in mind that most people borrow for 15, 20, 30 years. if you can save, you know, 0.5% on $500,000 over an extended period of time, that is really going to accelerate your ability to pay off the house or build up a deposit on another property or increase your deductible contributions to super or to make the most of the co-contribution legislation for a spouse that may be returning to work. So getting that in place and managing your budget goes hand in hand with making the most of your offset account, paying off the home loan, but doing it all at a rate that is best for you, because everybody's situation is different and you need to do what's right for you, not what your mates did, so to say.
Where can we find more information?
Yeah, look, again, www.envisionfinancial, that's envision with an E, envisionfinancial.com.au. We've got the resource sector there, resource centre. People can log on there and join. There's a free subscription on there for a period of time, and we've got all of our calculators, tools, and all of our written information. We've got some animated videos that explain a lot of this stuff, so you don't have to sit and trawl through heaps of paperwork. You can just watch a video and have things explained to you. I'm a big advocate of that. Obviously, we've got Luke Talks Money, the strategy stacker, on iTunes. So we've got the podcast where we cover these things off. You can listen to this in the car. And we've got the YouTube channel, Envision Financial Canberra, where we take some of the key points we've discussed in the show and break them up so you can pause it, write it down, and know what you're going in to talk to your lender about. And if you don't have an offset account and you want an offset account, or you want to be put in touch with somebody that can sort that out for you, look, give us a call in the office. We've got a number of brokers that we spoke about last week that we can send you on to, and they can sort things out for you and make sure that you've got the outcome that you're looking for.
The website is envisionfinancial.com.au. Luke Smith, thanks for your time.
Pleasure. See you next week.
Luke Smith from Envision Financial.